All right, a couple of things trending this morning. We thought you just had to know. There is a guy. I don't understand this. Let me just preface this. All right, you know what? I'm just thinking this through. We'll play the audio.
Okay.
And then I will give my opinion. Okay.
Sounds good.
Because I know you'd rather hear the audio than hear my opinion, so I'll let you hear the audio first, then I'll tell you.
And there are three different things. She has to guess what they are. Number three.
A ring box.
Open your eyes.
Will you marry me?
Say that.
I'm for real.
Yeah.
I am very serious.
All right, so this guy
Aww.
Puts his girlfriend in a blindfold and says, guess what this is? Puts something in your hand and it's a ring box and he gives a ring and that's how he did his proposal. Come on.
No? No good?
First of all, I think I'm not into blindfolds. I think it's weird. I think it's weird in this context. I think it's weird in the 50 Shades context. I don't like the blindfold.
Wow, opinions.
I don't like not being able to see.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, this cutesy way of proposing, obnoxious, disgusting, makes my stomach turn. I hate it.
Well, you are the master of proposing to people, so I mean, you've done it several times.
Nobody does it like me. I just don't understand why we would, you know, why can't you just ask somebody? Now, I like the chivalry of getting down on one knee.
Maybe if you put more thought into it, you wouldn't have done it so many times. Maybe if it took more effort, there wouldn't have been so many wasted diamonds in your life.
But I mean, what about these people? They put the diamond ring like in someone's lobster or whatever at
well,
the restaurant.
Well, I mean, a lobster, stupid. That would be weird, but.
Don't waste the lobster.
You talking to me?
Well, speaking of restaurants, this happened at a Cabot, Arkansas McDonald's location earlier this week. And of course, someone is rolling their TikTok video. Mm. Woman thought her coffee order was taking just too long. She shoved a stack of trays to the floor, flung some napkins, and knocked over plastic table numbers. She said it was low sugar because she's diabetic and she just needed her coffee right then, right now. Do a little work around here.
She's got diabetes.
She's being called the McDonald's Karen, by the way.
That's awesome.
I can almost smell it.
Ronald McCarron. Well, this is scary, but it has kind of a funny ending, okay?
Okay.
Nothing to laugh about when you talk about the active shooter alert system, the siren going off at a school.
Yeah.
Nothing funny about that
no,
at all.
No, not at all.
This happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin, okay? So that's the first part, and that's scary. But the good news is there was no serious situation whatsoever. The system just accidentally got activated because kids were playing with a Frisbee out in a schoolyard.
Oh, no.
They said, it's a shooter in the gym. I ain't freaking out. It's a shooter in the gym. I'm right by the gym.
He's like, we're just here playing Frisbee, and all of a sudden...
I don't have a gun. I'm sorry.
Well, thank God it was just
yes,
a Frisbee.
Absolutely.
Also, I'll say this. You got to be pretty good at Frisbee, able to get it high and fast enough that it would set off an alarm.
Yeah, for sure.
So I guess a happy ending to what could have been a scary situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is weird. You know who Meghan Trainor is?
Yeah.
You know, pop singer?
She's a pop singer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's got a husband named Daryl. They must be newlyweds because I don't think she's more than maybe 25 years old. They have side-by-side toilets in their home because sometimes when, you know, you have to go in the middle of the night.
Wait, they have side-by-side toilets?
Side-by-side toilets. They say they have to go in the middle of the night. They want the ensuite to be available to both of them whenever.
So they, like,
either
go
one of
to
them
the bathroom
so
next to each other?
Should they have the need? Now, again, I know what you're thinking. You just say maybe you put in a second ensuite. You're a pop singer. You got millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you just have, you know.
Well, maybe you go down the hall
maybe
like
you
a
just
normal
go down the
person.
Hall. Well, nope. They just say we're going to build two seats, two thrones.
Do they do number two next to each other?
They say, yes, we have done it before.
Oh, no.
Why is the need such that the timing works out that both of you at the same time in the middle of the night need to use the same restroom? It's just, I feel like there's more. I don't know what more there could be to this story, but I feel like there's more to this story.
I don't even want to know.
We just got a new house and we did construction.
My contractor's like, I'm sorry, you want me to do one now, Miss Trainor? I'm sorry. Well, here's good news for our buddy Charlie Sheen. I probably shouldn't call him our buddy, huh?
No. Mm-mm.
Duh. Winning.
He no longer has to pay Denise Richards' child support for their two daughters. Now, source claims that Charlie owes 4 years' worth of back payments, even though the kids are now old enough that he doesn't have to pay the support anymore, so he might end up having to pay back payments.
Right.
But no new payments, so it's just interest at this. But it's kind of like your old car.
Rest in peace, Lucy. Rest in peace.
But I knew she had a name. Well, I'm not going to explain this wholly. But I am going to tell you that Gwyneth Paltrow, who's got that company Goop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now you might remember she has stones that you insert in certain crevices of the female body. Okay?
She's got candles that smell like a certain part of the female body.
She is into all of this. She said there's nothing to be ashamed of. And that, I guess that's fine. Well, she's got a new one. This is a supplement. The supplement is called DTF. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm going to let you think about that. You know what? Let's just pause for a moment. Can we pause for a moment of silence so we can all consider what that acronym may stand for?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's a supplement.
It's a supplement.
I'm sure you figured it out.
Is it blue?
Gwyneth Paltrow is selling them. I don't know what color it is. I don't really care either. But I just thought you might like to know. It's on our website if you would like to buy one of those supplements from Gwyneth Paltrow.
Make sure you pick up a candle, too. Get yourself right in the mood.
Also, I should whistle more often. That was relaxing. This is pretty good. There's a poll from a website, Bank My Cell. They take statistics on people's cell phone use. The number one excuse when you see someone calling, you go, ugh, I don't want to pick that up. Now, I'm not talking about like telemarketers. I'm talking about mom. I'm talking about your best friend gives you a call.
Okay.
Number one excuse, didn't hear my phone ring. Ringer was off.
Okay.
Now, I got to tell you, that's what I will often say. And usually for me, it's true. I always have my ringer off and
you
I miss
do.
Calls all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, and now I'm worrying that people think I'm lying, that I'm just trying to avoid them. That's not the case.
Well, I did actually watch you look at the phone yesterday, not recognize the number and say, I'm not answering that. And then put it down.
Now what I do is I go on to Google and I type in a number and then it goes, this phone is registered to asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. Then they give you the last name. You're like, I figured it out.
I figured it.
I know who it was. Last, I got to mention this. Wallet Hub put on its list of the safest cities in America. Number one, Columbia, Maryland. South Burlington, Vermont. Nashua, New Hampshire. St. Louis came in last, in case you're wondering. You want to move back to New Hampshire? We used to do the show up there.
Nope.
Are you sure? It's
nope.
very safe. It's
nope.
a lovely thing. Came in number three.
Nope.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask. World famous celebrity birthday file this Thursday. Louis Capaldi, he is 25. Taylor Hicks, remember him, the Soul Patrol from American Idol?
Soul Patrol, yes.
He's 45. Tony Braxton, Simon Cowell, speaking of American Idol, 66 today. Violinist Yo-Yo Ma. Vladimir Putin celebrates his birthday. Is this true? I share a birthday. It's my birthday, of course.
Of course
I wasn't
going
to put myself in the birthday file, but I share a birthday with the Poot.
You do?
Me and the Poot celebrating a birthday today. John Cougar Mellencamp and Joy Behar from The View. That's a satchel, right? Or is that a man purse?
Joy Behar carries one.
Oh, I see.
My God. It's got the voice of an angel.
It's breathtaking.
Today's National Frap Day, National Chocolate-Covered Pretzel Day, and National Inner Beauty Day. Man, I've never been so proud to know that my birthday falls on National Chocolate-Covered Pretzel Day. That makes me proud to be an American, let me tell you. Of course, people have a lot of opinions about Seinfeld on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this is a thing, but people have feelings about it being on Netflix. I guess they've edited some of the episodes.
Oh, they have.
That's my understanding. And that's part of what people are upset about because they feel like some of them have not aged as well as others.
Okay.
So they've made some little edits as people are perhaps more culturally sensitive than they were in the 90s.
That's fair.
But anyway, it's on Netflix. We watched the premiere episode. You'd never seen it before.
No.
And this is before Elaine is in the show. It really is kind of a different feel than how it went later. So
yeah, I had seen a few episodes, but it was not someone who watched it all the time. So to see the...
Really wasn't that funny, the first episode.
No, I think most first episodes are terrible, though. Honestly, yeah. Like the pilot episodes are always bad, in my opinion.
Well, I think there are probably shows where it's really good, and then it goes downhill.
Yeah.
You know, they call that jumping the shark.
I guess.
Well, there's a list of 90s TV catchphrases that was inspired by Seinfeld, popular as ever now because of Netflix. Number one, dope! Homer Simpson.
Simpsons, yeah.
How you doing? Joey from Friends,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
This one I consider more 80s, but Have Mercy, Uncle Jesse on Full House.
No, that's 90s.
Mr. Burns from The Simpsons saying, excellent.
Excellent, yes, with the fingers.
You Got It, Dude, How Rude, also from Full House. Mm-hmm. Here's a Seinfeld one, yada, yada, yada.
Is that a catchphrase, though, that people use?
Oh, yeah. You don't remember people doing the yada, yada, yada? Sure.
Yeah, I guess.
Whoa. Joey on Blossom.
Mm-hmm.
Blossom was a show that had Mayim Bialik, who's now doing Jeopardy, right?
Yes, that is Blossom.
She was Blossom. I always confuse her with Punky Brewster for some reason. That's Soleil Moon Frye.
It's the dark hair.
I just think it's the unusual names that gets me.
Sure.
Soleil and Mayim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making fun of them. They're just unusual.
They're unique names.
Did I do that? I was talking about Urkel the other day. Now, see, this, I mean, I guess it's a TV catchphrase, but I think of Wayne's World is the movie, but of course it was on Saturday Night Live. We're not worthy.
Yes.
And swing.
Swing, swing.
How about It Stinks from The Critic? You remember that show with John Lovitz?
No, I don't.
Well, cut it out.
Uh-huh.
Sorry I brought this up. Robbie and Rochelle with Intern Vince on Skype or whatever it is we use, clean feed, reporting for duty for Thirsty Thursday, October the 7th, 2021.
You know what today is?
What's that?
It's your birthday!
Hey.
Woo! Happy birthday, Robbie.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. It's your birthday.
I just hate this. I mean, I'm just such a weird guy, and I know that. Like, I do appreciate the attention, and in some level, it makes me feel good. At some level, it feeds my ego, but it also makes me feel icky because I really don't like the attention drawn to myself. It makes me feel weird.
Well, do you not like the attention drawn to yourself at period or just on your birthday?
No, it's all the time, but the birthday especially. Like, I've been out with people that, you know, they don't ask ahead of time, and they do the, you know, go to Applebee's or something,
yeah,
and they say, happy birthday. It's so embarrassing.
Make you stand on the booth.
I don't like, I have another friend that, like, every time we go out, he'll say, you know who this is right here? This is Robbie Bridges, the radio DJ. I bet you've heard. I hate that. I don't want to make a big spectacle of myself. I don't know if I was truly a, you know, like a famous person. And it's very nice. We do sometimes run into people that go, oh, my God, you guys do that show. I love your show, which is very nice, right?
Yeah.
But if you're like Brad Pitt or somebody, right, and people recognize you all the time, I don't know how I would handle that. And I do. I'm not being funny. I do sympathize with these people that get screwed up when they become big, famous celebrities, you know, like Lindsay Lohan and that kind of thing.
Because
it's
a weird, how to feel.
It's a weird thing when people see you and they feel like they know you and they, you know, like you can't help but be a spectacle every time you're in public. You know what I'm trying to say?
So you feel like your birthday is a spectacle.
Yeah. This feels like a day where that's, you get a little taste of what that's like, you know?
I like making a spectacle of the birthday, though. I feel like that is the one
You don't like it for you.
Yes, I do.
You're not somebody that likes to make a big deal about yourself.
No, I don't want to make it about myself. I want you to make a big deal about me.
Exactly.
And I don't want you to reveal my age. I just want to be made a spectacle.
Well, we already know your age. You're 28 forever.
28 forever, yes. But I that is the one day where I feel like it's okay to be like, it's my birthday.
Well, last year you made a big spectacle and we come in and I didn't know this, but you decorated our studio.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole... the whole room had balloons and streamers, and I didn't know this was going to happen.
We
walk in, of course, you know, before 6 o'clock in the morning, so it's kind of jarring for all this, and there's a cake sitting there. It was a little weird. Do you still have the video of that? Yes,
yeah,
of course you do. Here
of
it comes.
Of course I have the video.
This is the audio from my my birthday last year. They're walking in, and I'm just half awake.
And, of course, the scary clown, he didn't show up, so then I had to improvise.
Well, That's right.
You scare me every single day.
No, remember there was actually a clown coming to the studio that day?
Oh, yeah.
From the haunted house?
That's
that was
right.
I was so scared. I told the salesperson that was trying to
leave the studio.
Orchestrate. I said, if you bring that clown in here, he's going to be hurt. Like, do not bring the clown in the studio.
I think I got the audio here.
When was this done?
Wow.
Balloons and streamers. Wow.
Happy birthday from MGB to you. Happy birthday to you.
See, you thought he was kidding, but he did. He serenaded me like a clown. So.
Well, this year I didn't decorate at all. So
this
are
is
you
good.
Feeling
well,
better
you
about
listened.
This?
You listened to what I wanted. I don't want anything. Maybe just a little nice dinner will be just fine.
Now you have no idea what's waiting for you when we get home.
Oh my God. Well, I hope nothing.
It's laundry.
Because I don't need anything. I don't want anything.
No. I mean, it's your birthday. You have to have a little bit of something.
I mean, let's be honest. It's a Porsche, in which case, sure.
You'll let me make a spectacle of you for the Porsche.
Yes. I'll take it.
Got it. Okay.
Speaking of Halloween and clowns and all that scary stuff, Adam's Family 2 is coming out. Mm-hmm. And this is a big problem for Rochelle. We'll fill you in on that. We'll do He Said.
She Said.
That's on the way at 7:50 this morning. Hashtag mom.
Confession.
7:20, 9:20. Oh, my goodness, it's Thirsty Thursday, right? So we'll do Tipsy or Toddler all on the way later on this hour. Are you ever coming in again? Can we actually?
Maybe.
It's weird not to see him and just to hear him. But
it's okay.
But also, I don't hate it.
Also,
it's not. It's actually pretty good. How are we? We got on this topic the other night. I don't know how this happened, but we're watching TV, and somehow we started talking about the Addams Family. Oh, yeah. I know what it was.
What was it?
You need something to do with the kids this weekend.
Oh, right. Yes.
It's our weekend for the kids. And you said, oh, Addams Family 2 is coming out in time for Halloween. This is the new animated Addams Family. The first one was out a year or so ago. I took Lola, our 10-year-old, to go see it. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the old show. Was the second one's coming out. You said, I'll take her. And then you go, oh, you know what? I bet she's already seen it because your ex is a new girlfriend.
Yes.
And she's very nice.
She's very nice.
I mean, she's been very nice to us, but she's... You see where we're going with this? But she's one of those people that's like, I'm a mom, and I do mom things, and the minute the movie comes out, I'll take the kids, and, you know, the first day there's pumpkin spice, I'll go buy them a little ice cream treat. She's just a little over the top and everything. She
does. Sounds like Rochelle.
Cool. You can't see my face right now, Vince.
Hey, you know what we said about you, you know, not being here? It's a good thing you're not, because you'd be dead. That's what would happen.
No, it's one of those things when you share custody. It's hard. It is hard. I wonder if my ex felt like when you were taking Lola to see the first Addams Family, if he felt, oh, well, Robbie's going to take her. That's weird.
You know what? I hope not. I really don't.
Well, and I don't really feel like that.
Because I don't feel like I'm in competition per se.
Right.
But you do. And I
don't
can understand
feel like
that.
I'm in competition. I just, I am very opposite of this woman, and like she is very excited about everything.
For example, what was the thing where they had to dress up in outfits, matching outfits?
They went on a trip, and she put all of the, she has her own two kids. So she put all four of the kids, plus my ex and her, in matching shirts and said, like, first annual trip. And they're all hot pink. And Lola, our 10-year-old, texts me a photo of her with all of the other kids and says, I guess we're those people now.
But she still went along with it.
Well, what was she supposed to do?
I don't know.
No?
You would have.
I absolutely would have.
10-year-old Rochelle would have been like, no. I'm not doing that.
I just, you know, that's just not who I am, and that's okay. She seems like a very lovely person, and the kids do really like her, so that makes me happy.
Now, his last girlfriend, by the way, I did feel like there was some sort of a competition, but this lady lives with them. They're all living together now, so I feel like there's no way I can possibly keep up because they're not with us as much as she's with them, so
right.
I have to just accept my second-class status. My economy flying status.
I don't know if I would call it second class
status.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even give it second class. No.
Listen,
You're like a cab driver.
All right.
Well, Vince, you came from a divorced family too. Did your mom?
Yeah,
never...
I'm all messed up from that.
Yeah. Well, I come from a divorced family too, so I understand. But did your mom?
No one in his family talks to him, but it's because he's him. It has nothing to do with anything else.
Did your mom ever remarry?
No.
Did your dad?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, do you like your stepmom?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
Well, that's kind of a pointed question to ask a person, isn't
Why?
It?
Why?
I don't know.
I just didn't love at first when my stepmom kind of came in. She brought kids in and, you know, treated them real nice and made me clean the house.
Okay, are you doing the plot of Cinderella? You're doing the plot of Cinderella.
Maybe.
Okay. I don't know why I ever ask you any question and expect a serious answer.
Well, I'm being serious. I don't think there's any way I can keep up because inevitably the kids are going to spend more time with his new girlfriends. There's nothing I can do. Well, anyway, we started talking about the Addams Family, and it turned into a discussion of whether the Munsters or the Addams Family are better.
Vince, have you ever been seen the Munsters?
What is that?
Exactly.
You've never heard of the Munsters? Are you serious? You don't
That's
know the Munsters?
I know the Monstars.
No.
But not the Munsters.
The Munsters.
There's Herman. Lillian, what do we say, the little Eddie Munster,
Eddie Munster, the son. And you know what, I wikied it. Lily is the mom, and there was a daughter, Marilyn, and if you remember, she was like the normal one of the group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This is what we're going to do, is because we assume that the stepmom, or whatever she is already taking Lola to see Addams Family 2, because it comes out before we get her on Friday, before we pick her up. Mm-hmm. We'll just go ahead and make her watch old reruns in black and white of the Munsters.
Well, that's definitely going to one-up the new mom.
Listen, she's well aware that we're those people that watch old TV shows.
That's true.
Oh, boy, here we go. Just remember, today is not only my birthday, but Thirsty Thursday. And that means it's time for Tipsy or Toddler.
Oh, yes.
If by chance you've never heard this game before, we love this. We line up some callers.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is to figure out whether or not this person is telling us an extraordinary story, a tall tale, if you will. But in fact, these are true. They're not made up.
Right.
Did this happen when they were a drunk adult, tipsy, or when they were an innocent child, a little 2-, 3-, 4-year-old, a toddler?
Toddler. Mm-hmm.
So this happened when they were either drunk or a kid. And of course, the judging happens depending on what the answer to that is. Sometimes you'll be surprised, dazzled, amazed by the answers. And we have some callers lined up here. Let's start on line 3. This is Aaron.
I got poked in the eye with a corn dog stick and had to go to the hospital.
Oh.
Poked in the eye with a corn dog stick.
I'm going toddler.
All right. Aaron, tipsy, or were you a toddler?
I was a little kid. I got into a fight with my older brother, and halfway through the fight, he took a corn dog stick and shoved it in my face. I ended up going to an emergency.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry to hear that. Probably smelled pretty good, though. Corn dogs are delicious.
That's a dirty way to fight. Wow. Stick this corn dog in your eyeball.
This says a lot about your brother. This is Kimberly.
So I got kicked out of a dollar store for opening and eating all their Snickers bars.
Well, you were drunk.
I hope you were drunk.
Yeah, you were definitely a tipsy adult.
I was a little kid.
No!
I thought all the candy was free. My uncle was the one who actually took me to the dollar store, but he was trying to hit on the girl who was at the checkout. So he wasn't watching me at all. The girl, she was creeped out by my uncle. And then also the manager was pissed about us eating all the candy. So we got kicked out.
Well,
was your uncle's name Uncle Robbie?
Come on now. I didn't have any nieces or nephews.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's grab...
I front of over 300 people singing church songs.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he's
excited
to go.
Please be a toddler.
He's on line three, by the way. Kind of jumped the gun there. Yeah, I'm going to say he was a toddler, but I think I might be wrong.
I was a very, very drunk adult.
Oh, my God.
My sister, she had a church group that she sang with.
Oh.
And a whole bunch of people canceled one Sunday. So my sister asked if I could fill in for one of them. And I was 21. It was during spring break. So long story short, I showed up hammered out of my mind.
Oh, my gosh.
And I ended up peeing my pants on stage in front of 300 people.
Wow.
And then I passed out.
Well, and I passed out.
May peace be with you. Let's grab one more. This is Dale. Hello.
I got caught by my neighbor giving myself a mohawk while naked.
Let's stop and unpack that for 1 second before we make a determination. Got caught by his neighbor giving himself a mohawk, a self haircut.
While naked.
While in the buff.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say toddler.
I think he was a toddler, too. I think you're absolutely right. This is something crazy when you're little.
So I was a drunk adult.
Oh, my God.
He broke up with me, and so I wasn't thinking very clearly. So I decided to get hammered and get myself a mohawk. I guess I wanted to look like Mr. T. Like one of my neighbors saw me, and he was like, golly, man, put some clothes on.
Yeah. I think it goes without saying, I pity the fool. I
guess he did a good job on the mohawk if he didn't notice that part. No? Well,
yeah, he didn't specify if the mohawk was on top or down bottom, did he? That's how we do it. Tipsy or toddler. Here with Robbie and Rochelle. Well, this is a little something we do every morning at 7:20 and 9:20. We search the hashtag, mom, M-O-M, hashtag mom. Confessions. I don't have to spell confessions out, do I?
I hope not.
And then we read them back here. These are moms sharing what it's like to be a mom, how they deal with the kids, sometimes how the hubby is involved. Confessions like these.
Leanne Hansen said, before I had kids, I knew exactly how I would raise them. Fast forward to this morning when I bribed them to get out of bed with peanut butter and marshmallow sandwiches. Childless me didn't have a clue.
Boy, that sounds tasty, doesn't it?
Peanut butter and marshmallow. Yeah, I like that. At a bearer of dad news said, every single parent in the history of kids' birthday parties who was offered a slice of pizza and declined really wanted the pizza.
Yeah, I don't know, but sometimes you get the cheap pizza at the kids' birthday parties, you know?
Let's be honest, you still want the pizza, even if it's cheap pizza.
Like you do one of those video arcades and they get pizza in the back for the kids, you don't want that pizza. It's not worth the calories. It's like a frozen pizza that they give you.
I always want the pizza.
All right. No such thing as bad pizza,
That's
huh?
That's right. Paige Thomas said, a moment of silence for two of my three kids that just learned that they'll have to wear masks to go back to school. My third, who hates his braces, couldn't be happier.
You know what? That's a perk right there.
Fair point.
Paige Thomas, is that what you said?
Paige Thomas.
She used to be the host of Trading Spaces, right?
I don't know.
Oh, that was Paige Davis.
Paige Davis.
Paige Davis. Paige Davis is not here.
No, she is not here?
She is here.
She is here.
Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Paige Davis is not here. Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Send one in. Well, this is an interesting question. Are you holding on to something because you think it has value?
Mm.
I know we've talked about, you know, what's the thing you won't get rid of and that sort of thing,
right.
But you're holding on to something because you think this is going to be a collector's item. You know, like you buy some sort of a figure and you keep it in the box. I know you get a bunch of Barbie dolls.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I could really think of. I mean, not only do I keep them because I like Barbies, but I have every holiday Barbie since the year I was born up until, I think, maybe 2005 or so.
All right.
So I would say that I've never played with any of them. They were always in the box.
That's a nice little collection.
It is. And that really wasn't even by choice when I was younger. I wanted to play with them. My mom's like, don't touch them. Leave them in the box. So,
I think the people that make the Barbie dolls, I think it's the same. Was it Mattel?
Yes.
They did Elvis dolls there was an Elvis stamp that came out. And I remember being into music. I bought those and I kept them in the box all these years.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to look it up not that long ago. They're worth nothing.
Really?
Like they were $15 in 1992 or whatever. And now they're worth $20. It's nothing.
Do you have anything that you're holding on to that you probably wouldn't hold on to if you didn't think it was worth it? I mean, you're kind of someone who likes to keep. I don't like to keep things. Like, I get rid of everything. I'm like, just throw it away. It's fine.
I don't know if there's anything I'm holding on to because I think it has value. I have a couple of, you know, a couple of records and that kind of thing that might be worth a few bucks, maybe $50. I got a rare Beatles one that's worth about $50.
My uncle has a Coke bottle from that. We were just talking about the cake from Prince Charles and Princess Diana wedding. He has a bottle from their wedding that has their wedding date on there and everything. He says it's worth thousands of dollars and that when he dies, I'll get it. And
why would it be worth thousands?
I don't know. But if the cake's only worth like $700, I can only imagine the Coke's not worth
it. It's
much.
Not worth thousands of dollars. That's a bunch of buoy.
I don't know. But that might be something that I would hold on to just because.
You should go on Facebook right now and burst his bubble. Let me tell you. I don't think that's worth nothing.
No? No,
probably not.
I'm going to look it up. I want to know.
All right. But although, you know, the right antique store, you know, some it's goober true. Comes in, he might be willing to pay for it.
Or the right collector. You
I guess.
Know.
That's like that antique roadshow deal. You
yes.
know, the person comes in, he's like, well, I've got this baseball card. They're like, it's worth $10. Get out.
Dang it.
You can call us 732-774-4444. You can also text us at that number. You can go to our Facebook page. All our socials are at 1071 The Boss, or you can go to the Robbie and Rochelle page. Answer right there. Your answers are coming up. We're just getting going this morning. Is there something that you've been hanging on to, something that you have, a collector's item? You're convinced it's going to have a big cash payout one day. It has great value. Something you're hanging on to.
Marilyn said a porcelain Shirley Temple doll.
Hmm.
Mike said Dolly Parton's autographed bra.
I don't know about that.
It's a big autograph. Olivia said, I have an entire basement full of VHSs and the original blue Blockbuster boxes.
Nobody cares. I mean, you might be able to make $100.
You think?
I don't mean to sound like a jerk here, but I just feel like people get the idea that just because it's old, it's worth something.
I don't know. I think that. I think.
I mean,
maybe...
look at me. I'm not worth anything.
Well, that's not true. But I think that right now, maybe it's not worth anything. But, you know, 20 years down the line, when people haven't seen VHS, especially the Blockbuster logo, no, you don't think that'll be worth anything?
I don't know. It's just there were so many of them. It has to be something that's rare, you know?
Yeah, but
like
how
this
many
whole thing, we get the idea for this topic. I don't know if I mentioned this, that there was a Super Mario Brothers. Game for NES.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a video game guy. What is that? Like,
Nintendo.
That'd be 90s, right?
Nintendo, yeah.
So you think this is like one of the OG games?
Yes.
Or?
Uh-huh.
All right. So it's a Mario game that's at least 30 years old or something like that. Sold for $2 million for one video game console.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Or so cartridge.
You get the right person who wants to buy it, then it is worth something. And I think people have VHSs, but to have them in the Blockbuster boxes, that's kind of cool.
I mean, I'm using my VHS all the time.
You do. That's really sad.
You could say there are some drugstores that still sell the blank tapes and stuff.
What are you going to tape?
In case I miss American Idol.
Okay.
I've got a poster I've had since I was a kid from 1970 of Dick Buckus, and it's a big one. It's like 2 foot by 3.5 foot, and got his hand broadside, blood on his knuckles.
Wow.
Good-looking poster I've had since I was a kid.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a great-looking poster. And is there any other kind than a big Butkus poster?
Sure,
there's
sure.
really no other kind.
Bobby.
Set of Rolling Stone coins, silver coins, fitted in a display case, each one about the size of a silver dollar.
Hmm.
They were from the Steel Wheels Tour, 89.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's, again, I think that's
He's
one of those.
He's talking about the Rolling Stones?
I guess so. Yeah. I think that's one of those things. If you're a fan, then it might be worth something. I don't.
Why is it when we start talking about this kind of stuff, it's always the old guys that come out?
Those are the guys like you that don't throw anything away, that are collecting everything.
I'm not like that.
I mean,
you're
yes.
all like all these killbillies that start calling out.
Stop it. What's wrong with you?
More of those answers coming up. Something you're hanging on to because you think it's going to be worth a whole bunch of money. Talking about something you're holding on to because you think it might have great value.
Camry said several American Girl dolls from the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Evan said a Mickey Mouse metal square lunchbox that my grandfather gave me. It's from the 50s.
Well, that might be worth a few bucks because, see, that's what we're talking about. That might be a
right.
little rarer, you know?
That's also something that probably has a lot of memory for you if your grandfather gave it to you, I would think. I don't know.
Yeah, but also it is a little unusual. It's probably worth more money.
Sure. Raina said a Sunday Times from 1926 in perfect condition.
Hmm.
That's really cool.
Now, I got a Man on the Moon poster when the... Neil Armstrong landed on the moon. You've seen that. You think that's worth anything?
I don't know.
No, of course not.
I mean, you'll never get rid of it, so why not?
Listen, everything has a price, okay?
Uh-huh. Again, to the right person.
If it means retirement in Florida is coming a little sooner.
It's true.
Maybe. Here's Quinn and Matawan.
My brother was a flagman in Rochester, New York, Watkins Glen Racetrack.
Okay.
And 1 year on the brochure, the front page was a picture of him airborne with Earnhardt. Not Junior, from the dad, with Earnhardt's car hitting the retaining wall that he was above, and Earnhardt signed the bumper from that car and gave it to him. So he's got the brochure to show the accident. You can see it's him flying, and he's got the bumper. I thought that might be worth something one day.
Yeah, probably would be. And I'll tell you, we were talking about this the other day. I don't know how we got in the topic. I think we were talking about being on a radio when famous people die, like mm-hmm. Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I happened to be on when that whole thing went down. they become bigger deals.
Oh, of course.
When they die.
After they pass
away.
And
it's kind of a morbid thing, but it's true, isn't it? So I'll bet you Dale Earnhardt Sr., because the guy passed away, is probably worth more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the same thing we talk about with Bob Ross, too. Like, he really didn't become this huge sensation until he passed away, which was a long time ago.
Yeah, but there's all kinds of junk that they've put out since he died.
I know.
If you had something original that was his,
but
like his original.
That's what I'm saying. Can you imagine if you would have held on, if you were just that random person who was a Bob Ross fan, and now that he's passed away, it would be huge to have something that was like an original Bob Ross painting with his signature on
Well, he did a bunch of paintings. He had like 5,000 episodes of the show.
I understand, but if you had one and you held on to it and you had somebody who was a big enough fan, you'd probably get a lot of money for it.
Also, you think that was a wig? You think that was really his hair?
Oh, absolutely.
That big Bob Pro
going
there?
Oh, that was for sure his hair. You think that was a wig?
I don't know.
That would be weird.
Blew your mind a little bit, didn't I?
What if you had the wig?
It should be in the Smithsonian. It's a national treasure.
It's true.
Okay? We'll keep this going on Facebook. Something you've hung on to because you think it's worth a big pile of cash.
Pamela said Beanie Babies.
Mm-hmm.
Allison said my Disney VHS movies.
I think we talked about the VHS tapes. I don't know.
Well, maybe the Disney ones, because do you remember they used
those big boxes?
Well, and they would only do limited releases of each one of them. They had special covers, so maybe.
A couple special covers.
Yes, they do. Tabby said, my soon-to-be husband.
All right. Cut that out. That's your he said.
She said.
All right, headed into another weekend. We have a heavily populated community bulletin board. You know, we send this into us, 1071theboss.com. Just go to the Robbie Rochelle page. You can also send us a direct message on Facebook. On any of the socials, we are at 1071theboss or in the Robbie and Rochelle Facebook page, which is our personal Facebook page. We would be okay. If you have something you'd like us to share, whether it's a fun event or a community event. Now, what does that say there? Before I sound like a dope, is that Festhall and Biergarten?
Yes, it's German. Festhall and Biergarten.
Oh, I see. It's an Oktoberfest event. I really am Ron Burgundy, aren't I? Honest to God. You just put it in front of me. Stay classy.
Festhall and Biergarten.
The Asbury Festel and Biergarten. So that's festival and beer garden, but in German, Festel and Biergarten. Why do you make me speak the German on the radio? We don't do that no more.
Wow.
There's 6th annual Oktoberfest. I've frightened myself a little bit here. It's a 3-day event. Happens this weekend, Friday through Sunday. Live music, food, and of course, beer.
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 In the beer garden.
Biergarten. Asbury Festel and Biergarten. Asbury Biergarten. And you have to spell it German style. Biergarten.com for all the info. I really did attend college. I just want to point that out. Like, I read, okay?
Did you finish?
No. I have a subscription to the Wall Street Journal and everything, and yet somehow I got a show. Food trucks in the fall to benefit Camp Happy Times, happening at Schoolhouse Road in Wall Township. 10 trucks, 14 vendors, plus clowns, just in time for Halloween, a DJ playing tunes, a petting zoo, pumpkin picking patch, and a whole lot more. Get tickets now at foodtrucksinthefall.com. That sounds like fun. And speaking of spooky Halloween type adventures, is an evening with Edgar Allan Poe happening at the historic village at Allaire in Farmingdale. It's all weekend long. Get all the info and showtimes at AllaireVillage.org. Obviously, it's not the real Edgar Allan Poe, but
that would be very spooky.
They have hired a professional who will be playing the role of EAP. See, I'm well read.
Look at you.
Well read.